Today's daf in Masechet Makot is the second parak, and we're holding a daf Yud Beis. We're holding right at the words that begin Nigmar Dino, and a few lines down from the bottom, from the top. First two dots. So, the next thing the Mishnah said was that once there's a Gemar Din, then it doesn't matter how necessary it is. Even Sar Tzva Yisrael, like Yoav Ben Tzruya, is not allowed to leave the Ir Miklat, despite the fact that the world needs it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Once you mention Sar Tzva Yisrael, like Yoav Ben Tzruya, obviously it's a reference to the fact that he himself had actually searched for Miklat. So Rav explains that Shtei Te'uyot Ta'a Yoav Ba'otah Sha'ah. When Yoav went to try to save himself, because after all, Shlomo HaMelech had been commanded by David his father before he died to take care of Yoav for what he had done in murdering two people, and because of the fact that he himself was unable to do it, so Shlomo had to find now a mode by which he would be able to carry it out. So when Yoav was apparently moreed against Shlomo, with the fact that he had joined up with Adoniyahu, so Shlomo HaMelech told Benayo ben Yehoyada to go and to kill Yoav. And at that moment, Yoav ran to the Mizbeach and held on to the Kronot HaMizbeach in order that he shouldn't be killed. Benayo nonetheless killed him after going back and asking Shlomo what to do. So there were two mistakes, says Rav, that Yoav had made. And that's based on an analysis of the Pasuk where it says, Tichtiv, Vayonas Yoav el Ol Hashem, Vayachazek bekarnot haMizbeach. So he ran to the oil and held on to the Mizbeach's horns. So first of all, Ta'a Sheino Kolet Elagago, Vu Tafas bekarnotav. The Mizbeach, even though it's Kolet, is only Kolet when you're standing on it, the Gag of the Mizbeach. And he thought that you could hold on to the corners of the Mizbeach. The word Kronot doesn't mean literally the horns necessarily. It means anything that's on the, from the corner is called the Karen. And secondly, Ta'a, Sheino Kolet Ela Mizbeach Beit HaOlamim. It's only the Mizbeach in a Beit HaMikdash that could be Kolet. Whereas who went ahead? He went ahead, Vehu Tafas, Mizbeach Shel Shiloh, and the Kedusha of the Mizbeach in Shiloh was temporary. Now, it's a little bit strange, as Rashi points out, to say the Mizbeach Shel Shiloh, because actually, it wasn't a Mizbeach Shel Shiloh, because Yoav was an Ir David, and the Mizbeach of Shiloh was the main Mizbeach, but it was in Givon at that time, obviously. Shiloh had been destroyed with the death of Eli. David HaMelech had made a Mizbeach in front of the Oren, and at that time it was in a particular tent, so that Ohel also, such containing the Oren, also in front of it there was a Mizbeach, but that Mizbeach had a din of a Bama, and therefore the Gersim might well be, more correctly, Utafas Mizbeach Shel Bama. Abaye says, no, there's an additional mistake that he made over here, but Nami Mitatoy. The only time that there's an inyan not to take someone off of the Mizbeach is not because the Mizbeach is kolet magically. It's that if a Kohen is on the Mizbeach and he's doing the Aveda, then at that point, while he's being osik in bringing a korban, at that point, you cannot take the Kohen down. But Yoav, of course, doesn't follow any of these requirements. He was a czar, was not a Kohen at all, and was not being osik in the Aveda besides. Now it's clear that Rav, apparently, the way Rav is quoting him, does not agree with this, because otherwise he would have listed an additional ta'ut. Now, there's also another question among the Rishonim about whether the Mizbeach is kolet, even with all of these ta'im, in the case that someone is a Mizbeach. According to those who hold that the Mizbeach is kolet, only b'shogeg, and he had done it b'mezid, why don't we list it as another one of the errors that he had made? And the truth is that Rashi says over here that the mi'im mizbechi is mi'im mizbechi v'lo ma'al mizbechi im b'meis, in which case we're including both of those issues here. And the truth is, the Rambam who says that that the mi'im mizbechi tikachenu is talking about that you could take him b'meis in any event, that it could be that that's dafka in a typical case that is nidan in bezdin. But remember that over here, when it says tikachen lamut, you know, lamut means alpi, the normal noel, edim, asra, and so on. But over here, we're not talking about taking him to Sanhedrin. We're talking about dealing with the chiyuv of the malchus. It could be that against the malchus, indeed, it would be kolait. Maybe it would be kolait even b'mezik, because the malchus doesn't have that same chumrah as the Sanhedrin does. So suggests the Rashba. We suggested other approaches in the Tanakh Shir. Mezit. Amar Yesh Lakish. Shalosh Toyot Atid Sarosh Romi Litot. The Sar of Edom, of the West, is also, the Sar means the guardian angel, so to speak. That Koyach Neshamay that represents them. Of course, the Sar of Esav is actually what we know as the Satan, Samael. And the Ta'ut, for he too will attempt to hide when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes now to attack in the city of Botzra. So he will attempt to now hide in the Ir Miklat when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to be Poreya from Edom. And this is all based on the assumption that Betzer is Botzra. So it says here, Mize ba mi Edom chamutz begadam mi Botzra. Of course, we're going to see, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's coming back from Botzra. It says after killing the Tsar of Edom, and he's all splattered with blood, kevayachol. And the idea over here is that apparently in Botzra was where the Tsar was hiding. So first of all, to'ah, she'ena koletet ela Betzer, the city that Moshe Rabbeinu had set aside was Betzer b'midbar. Uhu gola le'Botzra. He went to Botzra, which is not the same place at all. Furthermore, he was to'ah she'ena koletet ela shogeg, and he, and all of the horrible things that the Goyim had done to Yisrael was, of course, Mezit. And furthermore, he was also To'eh, she'ena koletet ela Adam. It only could save a human. And he is a Malach, and is not included in the din of Klita at all. Omer Rabbi Abau, all of these 48 Arei Miklat that were given to the Levim were not given l'kvura. Dechtiv u'migre she'hem yulevem tam l'chusham l'chol chayatam. So there was only given l'chayim, l'chayatam, l'chayim nitnu. How then do we explain the fact that we were derish from the posik? Lanu shama, that shamte dirato, shamte mitato, shamte kvurato. If they weren't given for kvura, how are we supposed to be mekayim the shama? Answers the Gemara, no. What we said is it wasn't given to the Levim for their kvura. But rotzeach shani, over there, someone who is utilizing the city as an ir miklat, and he goes into Golis there, indeed, he is given a place. And that's because the Golis Barachmana, since here indeed the Pasuk is teaching us that he's supposed to be buried there, and obviously the miut for Chaim was not said on the Golim, it was only said on the actual owners of the city, who are the Levim. We learned in the Mishnah further, Kishim Sha'ir Koletet, so too are the Tchumin of the Ir Kolet. Ask the Gemara of Ramina. It says in the Braita, V'yashav Ba, and Darshan Zer V'yashav Ba Admot HaKoyin HaGadol, that Ba means Davka, to dwell within the actual town. V'lo B'tchuma, and not outside of the town itself, but within the 2,000 Amot around it. And here you're saying that even the Tchum is part of the Miklat. Omer Abaye lo kasha. There's two separate issues over here. The Mishnah is talking about klita. Okay, we quote, it's very true, that the entire area is kolit, even the tchum. But as far as where to live, Khan, the Braita, is referring to where it was that the person that goes into galut is supposed to now be living. Over there, Ladur is Bavka within the town itself. Says the Gemara, the idea, therefore, is why we would need to learn from a pasuk, because if that's the case, typically the reason that it's not ladur, I don't need to learn from the pasuk ba, because that's a general rule. De'ein osin sadeh migrash v'lo migrash sadeh. The halacha on any of the arei levim for the din of how to settle the city. Forget about a pasuk of ladur. It says b'feirush you're not allowed to switch the area that was set aside for the sadeh into the area that was set aside for the open parkland. And that's weird derish, because one pasuk tells us 2,000 amas, and the other says 1,000 amma. So instead that 1,000 is set aside for an open area park, and the other is set aside for agricultural uses. But you're not allowed to switch those uses. You're not allowed to switch those uses. You certainly can't expand the city into that area. So that an ear cannot be, a migrash cannot be the ear, and the ear cannot become the migrash. Omer Sheshes lo nitzracha, what the Brayis is referring to, is mechilot, that the Rotzeach may think that it's permissible to settle the city by building ecologically modern housing, which is underground, so that the parkland is unaffected. But meanwhile, people are living in the underground area. Kamashmalan, that even that is not given for Dira at all, despite the fact that the area is, in fact, kolet. The next thing that we learned in the Mishnah is that Aratzeach Shiyatzach Hutzatchom. So we have a machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva, whether it's considered to be a mitzvah or whether it's reshus on the Gol Adam to be hargo. Tan Rabbana. Veratzach Goel Hadam et Haratzeach. Pasuk talks about finding the murderer outside of the city. So there it says, Umatzauto Goel Adam. Mechutz legvul ir miklato, viratzach, goel adam et harotzeach, ein lo dam. And it's around the understanding of this question, of course, that this pasuk, that the machloket of the Mishnah revolves. So when it says viratzach, goel adam et harotzeach, it sounds as if it's saying that's the way it should be. In which case, mitzvah, viat goel adam. That implies that the goel adam is meant to kill him. Ein lo goel adam. Suppose he doesn't have a goel adam, then reshut biyad goel adam. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Then anybody has a right to kill him, but it's not a mitzvah. Now, of course, the only way you would not have a goel adam is if you're a ger, because the goel adam is the next closest heir. And so it could be that it's referring to a ger that doesn't have a goel adam. Or perhaps it means that logistically the Goel Adam is simply not available. How about, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva omer reshut biyad Goel Adam. It's only permissible, but it's certainly only the Goel Adam that's permissible. But Kol Adam, anybody else who would hurt now or kill the Rotzeach, he would be chayav alav and would be done, need an investment like anybody else. My taima, the Rabbi Yossi Haglili. How is it that Rabbi Yosef Glili is Dorish, that it's specifically a mitzvah? Well, Miktiv Imratzach. The pasuk doesn't say if the Goel Adam kills Ein Lo Dam. It says the fact that he should kill for Ratzach. So that means that it's a command to be Ratzach. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says that it doesn't say Miktiv Yirtzach, that he necessarily killed. What it's saying is, and he killed, meaning if he killed, so then Ein Lo Dam. Omar Marzutra Batuvi Omar Rav. Ratzeach Shiyatzach Hutzatchum. Mitzvah Goel Adam Laragon Neragalav. If the Ratzeach leaves the Ir Miklat and the Goel Adam kills him, the Goel Adam is also Chayav Misa. What? Says the Gemara, come on, who's that going according to? That doesn't follow any of the Tanaim. Look Rabbi Yosef Glili, look Rabbi Akiva. Surely, Rav is not coming here to be cholik on everybody, not to mention the fact that the Pasuk says clearly, Ratzach Goel Adam. And at the very least, it's got to mean Ein Lo Dam, that there's no chiyuv. How could he possibly say that there's a chiyuv? Or the Yom HaKiyai Tana. Rav is going according to the Tana later on, the Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ad Ondo Lifnei Ha'idana Mishpat, Mar Talmud Lomar. What is the Pasuk coming to tell me when it says, V'lo Yamut HaRotzeach, that the murderer should not be killed until he is brought before the court? I'll tell you what it's teaching us. The Fishnema Vratzach Goel Adam et Haroteach, that Ein Lo Dam. Since it says that in the event that Goel Adam gets him, then he's not to be avenged. So you might think that that means Yechol Miyad, that he should kill him as soon as the murder takes place, even before the man is brought in front of the court. Talmud Lomar Adam Dolifnei Adam HaMishpat. It's only after Beis Din's Matir is down, so to speak, by telling him he must go into Galut. At that point, the Goel Adam can kill him. And then it's only, of course, if he goes out again. Ask the Gemara. So, and according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva, then how ad amdo lefnei adela mishpat maidashibe? Because certainly the pasuk is indeed mashma, that the only time that the Goel Adam can kill him is if he was brought to court after leaving, and the court is matir the Goel Adam to kill him. But it's certainly not a standing thing that without amdo lefnei adela mishpat that he can be killed. So he would need to be hauled in front of the court for having left. The court would then have to tell him, if this happens again, we're hereby being matir your dam to this man. At that point, he could kill him. They explain that the mashmur of the pasuk is not that he needs to be warned by the court, but rather, ha'umi boyle l'kiritanya, Rabbi Akiva omer minayim l'sanhedrin shiro echad shaharagas hanefesh. How do we know that if Sanhedrin themselves actually witness a murder, but they cannot paskin his din. That is Chayav Misa themselves, Achi Yamod, Rebetin Acher, so that they could testify to another Beit Din, but they themselves can't kill him. Talmud Lomar Ad Amdo Lifnei Haidah LaMishpat, Achi Yamod Rebeit Din Acher. So that pasuk is coming to teach me a completely different issue, and not that having left the Ir Mikrat, that there needs to be a din to be matre, that if he comes out again, he's going to be killed. And this, by the way, would be true, as opposed to something like, for instance, Avis and the Chodesh, where that Sanhedrin can be made if other Edim will come and testify before them. Here, this Bezdin is bechlal not shayach to this din. And that's because of this particular need of being mekayim v'yitzilu ha'edah by a rotzeach. They have to be able to be motzil eschus that he should be found innocent, and having themselves witnessed the murder, there's no way for them to be much disclosed to him. Tana Rabbana, in yatzo yetze harotzeach b'chutz ir mikvato, v'atzach goel adam et harotzeach. Ein li ela b'mezid. So this seems to be saying if he surely will go out, in other words, if he intends to go out. How do we know b'shogeg minayin? How do we know that a goel adam can kill him even if he left that city, Peshogi, not realizing that he was going out of town, or not realizing that it was Osirim to go out of town, there's a rebuy over here, a double lashon of Yetziah, Mikomakom, any type of Yetziah, even Peshogi, allows the Goel Adam to kill him, or perhaps even Zvachayev the Goel Adam to kill him. Ayva Tanya, does it not say in a brighter, Bemezid Neherag, Peshogi Gole? That if the Rotzeach now goes out from the Ir Miklat, his Nerah, but if he goes out Bishogeg from the Ir Miklat, so then he just goes back into the Ir Miklat, but you're not allowed to kill him. That says the Gemara Lokasha. Fakamad Yomar, Amrina Dibratera Kalashon B'nei Adam. This Brayta here that we just read, that's going according to the Mandi Yomar who says, the Torah speaks sometimes in a double language, the way secularly we would speak, to indicate under all circumstances, in Yatzo Yatsa. It's not coming to make a ribui, whereas the first part of the Tashin said it's a ribui, our command, Yomar Lo Amrina Dibrat Torah Klishon B'nei Adam. Therefore, the fact that the Torah repeats Yatzo Yatsa is that it's coming to tell me whether he did it B'shogeg or whether he did it B'mezeg. It's more reasonable to be Darish the Pasik as meaning not as a Rebuy, and that is just the way in which the generally language is used. Because otherwise it's going to turn out, we can't say that is going out of the Ir Miklat is going to be even more Chomer than the initial murder. I mean, after all, Ma tefilato b'mezin harag b'shogeg gole. If initially he would have gone into galut for going out accidentally, af sofo b'mezin harag b'shogeg gole. So it shouldn't be any different than it was in the first place. Nothing more brings a machloket about the relationship of the din of Goel Adam to the mitzvah of a son to be mechaber the father. If a father kills his son, but no, another son, the brother of the one who was killed, who may be now his heir, is Naaselo Goel Adam. He becomes a Goel Adam to kill the murderer, in this case his own father. Tanya Irach, and no Naaselo Goel Adam, whereas another bright that says that he cannot. Shall we say that Lema, one case that says that the Ben does become a Goel Adam is going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who holds that it's a mitzvah, and therefore the mitzvah is doicha, the iser of killing the father. And the other man, the Yomar, says it's usher, first son to be the Goel Adam against the father's Rabbi Akiva, holds it's only a rishus. It says it's only a rishus. In this case, it couldn't possibly apply, because after all, he has a mitzvah to be mechaber the father and not hurt the father. Says the Gemara v'tizbara, what you think that it's really possible to be the Goel Adam? Bein l'man d'yomer mitzvah, bein l'man d'yomer reshus. It certainly is not going to be mutter for a son to kill a father, because v'omer rabba baravuna v'chentanevei rishmo There's no avera in the Torah that a father can be punished by his son. And we're best and we'll appoint the son to do a punishment. So, lahakoto ulekalalato, and certainly more than that, we need to give him malchus, put him into nidui, except for one case, kutsumi meisit. That if his father was meisit him to be eved of his zara, then he can be the shliach bezdin to kill. Sure, amra Torah lo tachmo velo tachaseala. There the Torah has a special mitzvah that you're not to treat him with any respect or with any compassion. So then how could we say that in this case there's a question that he should become the Gol Adam? Well, we're not talking about Mesit. Ella, therefore, must be the machloket over here, whether a ben can become the Gol Adam. El Kasha, ha bivno. One is talking about over here that it's his son, literally. Vaha bibenvina. As the first price that it says that a ben can be nasa Gol Adam, it means the son of the murdered party, who is the grandson now of the murdering father, but not his own son. Because after all, he doesn't have the same chiyuv of kavod of his grandfather. Now there is some question as to whether there is a chiyuv, perhaps even a chiyuv d'oraita, to be mechabed one's grandfather. And it would appear to say that according to those who hold that it is a mitzvah, even midyoraita, the reason he can become a Gol Adam is because the kavod of the father who was murdered is certainly greater than the kavod of the grandfather. Zakta Heilige Mishnah Ilan, Shu'omeid betoch hatchum, v'nofo notechutz hatchum. Suppose you have a tree that's growing within the 2,000 amot that are outside of the Ir Miklat, that are also kolet, you'll recall, but are not miyuchad nadira, and the branches of this tree, with its leaves, extends outside of those 2,000 amot, or the opposite. Or meit chutzatrum, suppose the actual trunk of the tree is outside of the 2,000 amot, but its branches and leaves, nofo, notelatochatrum. The din is hakol holich achar hanof. Everything follows where it is that the branches are. So if the branches themselves are outside, then that means that it's as if we draw, if we're drawing an aerial view, a map, we would take our area of the tree and leave it outside. Instead of drawing a straight line, we draw around the tree and leave the entire tree outside. Whereas if the nof is inside, we'd extend it home and bring the trunk of the tree inside. This is the pashtus of the meaning of the Mishnah. We're going to see that it's not quite so simple, but it would seem to mean that it depends, therefore, how the tree is. Bein lechumra, bein lekula. So if the rotzeach now was standing at the area of the tree, which is its trunk, where the tree extends outside, then the Gol Adam could kill him. And if vice versa, he's even outside of the trum, but the branches extend inside and he's at the trunk, our little map has included him in the trum, and the Gol Adam can't touch. Asks the Gemara, we seem to have a contradiction from the Mishnah, and when it comes to Maaser Sheni, the din of Maaser Sheni, of course, is that it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, inside of the Chomot Yerushalayim. So there the Mishnah says, Ilan Shu'u Omed Chetzei Bifnim. So if you have a tree that was inside of the wall of Yerushalayim, and it has now branches that extend outside, Notelachutz, or vice versa. Omeid mi bachutz, venotelifnim. The din is that neither do we go according to the trunk, nor do we go according to the branches. The din is that we draw a straight line. Anything that's keneged achoma is lifnim, is considered to be kelifnim. Anything that's keneged achoma velachutz is considered kelachutz. So that nothing affects the reality of where a person is, it's the straight line of the wall, and nothing to do with the tree whatsoever. Which means that we do not look at our map as being defined by the tree's branches. Says the Gemara, what kind of question is that? Maasera or emiklat karamita? Why are you asking a question from the definitions of a map when it comes to eating maaser sheni to the definitions of a map when it comes to defining the Ir Miklat? Obviously, there's a clear difference. when it comes to eating maaser bechomata larachamana. Over there, the Torah makes it dependent on lifnei Hashem Elokecha tochlenu. That's a din in mechitzot. And because of that, it's defined by the wall. Wherever the wall is, that's the reality of the mechitzot, and that defines the Kedushat Yerushalayim, which allows you to eat the maaser sheni. Washenke, when it comes to arei miklat, what is the defining terms over there? Ki bi'ir miklato yeshev, which means that it's bidirat ala rachmana. The question is, what would define the nature of the city that you live in? And there, obviously, it makes a lot of sense to say that benofo mit darle, bi'karolo mit darle. When it comes to the question of how we view yeshiva in terms of a tree, then the essence of the tree as a place in which a person can find himself, an area in which he can sit and live, is underneath the branches, not at the trunk. Ask the Gemara, that's all very nice if you're trying to distinguish between the Arei Miklat and Maaser. But we can point out that we have a contradiction in between the Mishnah and the Braita when it comes to the Dinim of Maaser itself. Rami, Maaser, Maaser. Because we just learned that the Choma is absolute, it doesn't matter in the least, whether the Nof is Note Mibachutz. And yet, in the Braita, it says, the Tanya, B'Yerushalayim, the Din in Yerushalayim in terms of Achilat Maaser Sheni, is Alech Acharei Hanof. You always go according to where the branches of the tree are, and that's the same din when it comes to Arei Miklat. Arei Miklat Alech Acharei Hanof. So that means that is not the difference that we assumed between Maaser Sheni and the Arei Miklat. So how do we explain the contradiction? Omer of Kahana, in Rashi, the Mashmut is, and some of these have a Girsa Ella, Omer of Kahana, he's going back to answer the original contradiction, to say that we no longer have to make a distinction between the dinim of Maaser and the dinim of the Arei Miklat. There's, in general, no problem, because, ha, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah here, when it comes to Arei Miklat, and the second dinim Maaser Sheni, that says it's the same thing when it comes to Maaser Sheni, that we go according to the Nof, that's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. And we'll see in a moment that Rabbi Yehuda always follows the Nof of the tree. Whereas the original Mishnah that we brought in the Din of Maaser Sheni, that's going on Libet Rabbanan. V'ha Rabbanan. And I'll show you where we have that machloket, the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, here Rabbi Yehuda is talking about eating Maaser Sheni in a cave. The question is whether the cave may extend underground outside of the Chomot Yerushalayim or inside of the Chomot Yerushalayim, and the opening to the cave may be in the other direction. So what defines the placement? So he says, ba me'ara, the din that defines the me'ara is the opening. So, holech achar pitcha. So in other words, even though the cave itself may extend outside of the Kedushat Yerushalayim, if the entrance to the cave is within Yerushalayim, then the entire area is considered to be subsidiary to Yerushalayim, and you can eat maaser sheni within it. When it comes to an ilan, to define where you are in the map, holech achar nofo. So clearly, Rabbi Yehuda indeed holds that you follow the Nof even when it comes to Achilat Maaser, and now everything is very simple. And there's no need to distinguish anymore between Maaser Sheni and the Arei Miklat. This is how Rashi learns. Others learn that Rav Kahana indeed was only coming to answer the contradiction in terms of Maaser Sheni, and that the original distinction still stands, which causes us problems in the sugya as it continues, but we'll follow Rashi's approach. Asks the Gemara, Rav Kahana is oversimplifying. Because Eimar Deshamet El Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find that everything follows the din of the Nof? According to Rabbi Yehuda, only when it comes to Maaser. And that is L'chumra. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're machmir not to allow the person to eat if following the Nof is a chumra. So in other words, if Ikaro Bachutz, the Nofo Bifnim, there we have a chumra in Maaser, remember, that if Maaser is inside of Yerushalayim, you're no longer allowed to be podet. So if the trunk of the tree is bachutz, and the leaves extend inside, we're going to be machmer that ki echad benofo lo matziporek, in the same way if that Maaser sheni was inside of Yerushalayim under the branches, so too if that Maaser sheni is at the trunk, bikaro, it's also lo matziporek, you cannot be podet. Furthermore, the opposite would be true. If the ikar, so if the trunk of the ilan was inside of Yerushalayim, and the nof extends outside, there too we call a chumra. And we say, ki heichid benofa lo matzi achil belo pediyah, in the same way that a person now who would be in the, underneath the nof, which is outside of Yerushalayim, would not be able to eat that ma'aser sheni, it had to be put it and be mechalal it on something else. So too, b'ikaronami lo matzi achil belo pediyah, he's not allowed to eat that ma'aser sheni, he'd have to be put it, and then bring the money clearly into Yerushalayim l'chumra. But by Ore Miklat, to say that that applies to the din of your Miklat, I mean, Bishlema, if you're going to say that the Ikaro of the tree, so that the trunk of the tree is outside, and the nof of the tree is inside, so we could say a Chumra, and that is to say that Ki'echad b'nofa lo matzikotele b'ikaro naimi lo matzikotele. The same way that the Gol Adam is not allowed to kill the Rotzeach, who is inside of the city, and he's underneath the branches, so too the Gol Adam can't kill him in a case where he's standing at the trunk. That's a chumra. But in the case, the opposite case, Ela, in the case where Ikaro Bifnim and Nofo is Bechutz, and over there, what would we say? That we're going to go according to the Nof, Lekula, Ki Hechi Debin Nofo Matzi Kotole. In the same way that if he was outside of the city, the Goal Adam would be able to kill the Rotzeach, to say that therefore when he's inside of the city, B'ikaro, Nami Matzi Kotole, how can you say that? Argavoi Koi, where do we ever say that somebody says that if, according to the map, he's inside of the city, that he should be considered to be Yotzi, B'chutz L'Iro? Rabbi Yehuda never said that. All that Rabbi Yehuda said was that we would be Machmir, that HaKol Olech Achar HaNov. Therefore, how can we apply that Machlokes as a teretz to the contradiction where it said Bein L'Chumra, Bein L'Kula? Omar Rava, so there says Rava, I could explain that what Rav Yehuda holds, that you go only L'Hachmir, in a case where the Iker of the Ilan is Bifnim and the Nof is Bachutz. And we would say Be'ikaro, if now the person who is in Galut, the Rotzeach, is found next to the trunk, which is now inside of the ear. So, Enochinami, Kule Amalo Pligid Lelo Matzikotel. There's no question. There's no machlokas, even El Abed Rabbi Yehuda. There's no machlokas Rabbi Yehuda in the Rabbonah that you cannot kill the guy who is inside of the city. Koi binofo, and if the person is outside of the city, that they're yochol largo bechitzimu b'tzorot. As long as now the Goal Hadam does not have to come in to the actual tchum of the city, and he could kill him by shooting him, he is definitely standing outside of the city. It has nothing to do with the definition of the tree per se. The machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan would only be b'mahavi ikaro darga lenofo. We're talking about over here where the only way that the Goal Adam would be capable of getting to the Rotzeach, who is now in the Nof, and that Nof is outside of the Tchum, is by himself going into, as the Goal Adam, into the Ir Miklat, climbing up the tree, and then getting to the Rotzeach. So Mar Savar Rav Yehuda holds that case, that Ikaro becomes Darga L'Nofo, that we see the trunk of the tree essentially is a ladder that's associated with outside of the Tchum of the Ir HaMiklat, and the Goel Adam is allowed to climb that because he's essentially outside of the city. Whereas the Rabbonin hold, Mar Savar, that Lo Avi Ikaro Darga L'Nofo, it is prohibited for the Goel Adam now to come into the city, climb up on that trunk, because that trunk is protected. And it's there that Rav Yehuda says that you go Achar Hanov, the Goel Adam, to utilize that piece of the tree. And this has nothing to do with the Lekula Lechumra issue that we had in the Dinim of Maaser. Rav Ashi Amar, Maya Achar Hanov, another possible teretz to explain now the Shita of Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah would be to say that when the Mishnah says Achol Olech Achar Hanov, it means Af Achar Hanov. That it also, in other words, will be machmir both according to the Iker and according to the Nof, And therefore, we can understand it the way we understood it originally. We don't have to talk about where the access is through the trunk. All we need to say is that in a case where the nof is michutz, and the ikur is bifnim, the goel adam is not allowed to kill him, because here we're going to be machmir to go according to the ikur. In the opposite case, where the nof is now the inside, and there we're going to be machmir that the goel adam cannot kill him if he's omeid outside, and he's standing next to the geza. Continues the commissioner, harag bo tahir. Suppose now the murderer murders once again, this time in the ir miklat itself. So he's not allowed to leave the ir miklat because there's nothing that's matir him from the original ritzicha to leave. The din is there that he does go into galut, but he goes into galut within the same city. And so he's gole mishchuna lishchuna. He has to move to a different shchuna in the same city, and it will therefore be prohibited to, for him to go outside of his shchuna into the other shchuna. There are some who even suggest that since we've now split the cities into shchunot, he wouldn't be allowed to leave that shchuna at all, to any other place. How about a ben Levi who lives in this ir miklat, then he kills? He goes from this city to another ir miklat. So go let me ir le'ir, because he doesn't have the problem of the iser of yitzia. Tana Rabbana, it says, v'samti lecha makom asher yanu shama. And so we darsh in the pasuk, I will give you a place where you can run to. V'samti lecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu now is promising to Moshe that he himself will be able, b'chayecha, to create now, at least to be mavdil, the orei miklat, lecha makom mimekumcha, meaning that the place where Moshe was will be an ir miklat, meaning that where Moshe is in Machane Leviyah, Machane Leviyah will always be the Miklat for Rotzchim. So that the extension of Machane Leviyah and the Midbar was the various Orei Leviyim and the Orei Miklat. Asher Yanus Shama, this teaches us, Menai Beit Shal Yisrael, Maglin Bamidbar. This teaches us that the din of Miklat was chal indeed in the Machane Leviyah, in the Midbar. So that it was in Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime that there will be b'chayecha. And that means now that the samti lecha means literally in your life. Ulehechan maglin, where did they go to run to? L'machan aleviya. Mikan amru, ben Levi sharag, golem bipelech lepelech. Ben Levi, who killed Bishoge, goes from one area of, meaning one area that contains an ir miklat to another ir miklat. If he goes now into another shchuna in his city, pilcho kolto, it's considered to be galut, even though he had lived in this city before, because it's so sof, limachna leviya. My crow, where do we see in the pasuk that it's possible to go from one shchuna to another shchuna, and that that should still have a din of galut? As it says, ki bi'ir miklato yeshev. This now doesn't say Shom Yeshev. It says, it repeats. I mean, we've been talking about here, Miklato. Could have just said, and live there. So it's coming to tell me that he could be Geilet to Ir Miklato. Le'ir Shekalatato Kvar. For a second murder, he can still be in the city that had originally been Kolet him. So if he had lived there as a Levi, or he had been a Rotzeach, who had been there, then he would go Mishchuna Lishchuna.